Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. And as you know, each week I'm trying to bring you the best in cantorial and all the other Jewish music that I have in my collection. The second hour is 1 hour of Chazonis, uninterrupted. Those of you who wish to contact me, it's cbjmusic@aol.com. That's my email, cbjmusic@aol.com. And you know, if you're interested in Chazonis, you can go back to my archives, and there's an index, and you can listen to this wonderful music at your will. The website, it's www.charliebernhout.com, CharlieBernhaut, Bernhout.com. In the background, we hear the great voice of Moshe Kusevitzky with the classic Shei Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash. Well, if you are into Chazonis, and I welcome the listeners of Nachum Siegel's evening program, Thursday night, to this program. Those of you who are not aware, Nachum has an evening show also from 7 to 9 over WNJR, and that's from 7 to 9, and this 1 hour is played from 9 to 10 on the internet. Well, for those of you who love Chazonis, I point out to you that the weekend of February 19th to the 21st, Shabbat Chazanut, it will feature cantors Yaakov Stark, Pinchas Cohn, Yaakov Lemmer, accompanied by a choir that's Shimmy Miller. It's going to take place at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton and Spa. You can email your listening to this via your computer, so email chazanut123, chazanut, chazanut123@gmail.com. That's chazanut123@gmail.com. My partner, late partner, Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, and I will be there. We are working together with those who are putting on this weekend, and we'll be there. Look forward to seeing many of you. Again, that's Cantor Yaakov Stark, Yaakov Lemmer, and Pinchas Cohn. And our first selection will be, it's very appropriate from this past Shabbos. It will be Birkas HaChodesh. This is Pinchas Cohn.
Hadesh oleinu es achoed es azem le toivo veni le rocho. Shete hadesh oleinu es achoed es azem le toivo veni le rocho. Shete hadesh oleinu es achoed es azem le toivo veni le rocho. Vesiten, vesiten lo nu.
chayim aruchim chayim shel tzoloim chayim shel tovo vevo chayim shel tovo chayim shel berocho chayim shel parno vosso
was Pinchas Cohen with Birkas HaChodesh. And again, for those of you who are not familiar with Pinchas Cohen, he's terrific. He was davening Shabbos about a month or so ago at the Chasam Sofer Shul, and it was a delight to see him and to hear him. He's just wonderful. And again, I remind you, that's for February 19th to the 21st. Cantors Pinchas Cohen, Yaakov Lemmer, and Yaakov Stark at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton. You can see all the information on the website, on my website, in the upper right-hand corner. It tells you how to reach the appropriate parties for reservations. Well, I'm so pleased to have with me on the telephone. I hope this is working. This is a new gizmo that I'm working with. Are you there, Simcha?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you hear me?
Perfect.
Okay, I'm just so amazed. You're in Ontario, Canada.
Yeah, Toronto.
In Toronto?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So how's Jewish life in Toronto?
Jewish life is good here, thank God. Originally from Montreal.
Uh-huh.
And so in both Montreal and Toronto, they're real centers of Hasanas and still continue to be to this day. And so I grew up in Montreal and attended Shar Zion congregation where I think you know Cantor Solomon Gisser.
Uh-huh, I know. Yes,
there
I have
for
his
many,
recordings.
Many years.
Yes.
And then we changed to Hebron Kadisha B'nai Jacob where Joshua Rosenzweig was there.
Uh-huh.
And they also had a wonderful men's choir there. And every Yom Tov that was on a weekday, one of the songs that I particularly enjoyed was when they put the Torah back, which was Shu Shorim Amihu Zemelech.
Right.
And I think you have a rendition of that that you can play.
Yes, this is the Melbourne Jewish Meal Melbourne Jewish Meal Choir. That's Australia, and Philip Heilbrunn is the rabbi, and he says rabbi and cantor, and it's a really wonderful version. I should know. I think it's Lewandowski, but it. Is a wonderful, wonderful version. So, by the way, for people who are listening for the first time, what we're doing here is each week we have a GCL. You don't know what that is? That's a guest Chazonist lover. And Stan Marchand from Toronto is a lover of Chazonist. For those of you who have been involved with the Cantor's World Forum, you will recognize Simcha, and by the way, Simcha, you've done such outstanding work in helping us with sending recordings and commentary on the forum.
My pleasure.
Okay, we're going to have to perhaps do a forum for this program someday, but we'll discuss that some other time. Okay, but let's go on to Seusha Orim. This is from our guest, Chazonist lover Stan Marchand, selection number one. No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. You know what? We're going to have to go... just bear with me one second. It was song number six, and I don't know why it's not playing. Let's give it a try again. No, no. I'm going to have to go to the next one, and we'll work this out.
Okay, maybe we can play it later or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to remember, since we've been talking about doing this, exactly how I found Cantor's World. And for the life of me, I have no idea. But when I found Cantor's World, it opened up a whole new milieu of Cantor's Chazonist that I had never heard before. And essentially, Cantor's World is the one that introduced me to Yosela. And one of the... renditions that I particularly like is Tall.
Okay, I'm having just a slight problem, which will just, you know, when things go awry, we say it's a technical problem. and you know, I'm working with new equipment, and I'm going to work this out, and I know I'm going to work this out. And yes, Yosla Rosenblatt, it's interesting that many of the people who have mentioned their favorite cantor have talked about Yosla Rosenblatt, and he certainly was one of the greats. So let's hear Tal.
with Yasuo Rosenblatt. Let's hope that this works. Okay, I don't know what to do. New equipment. Let's see if I can work this. Track two. It's not working. I'm gonna have to tell a joke or something.
Well, we have some wonderful cantors we've had in Toronto and we have in Toronto, like cantor David Bagley and cantor Eric Moses, Louis Danto. So we have had a number of good ones here that sort of keep it going.
Well, and Montreal, I have an album, a double album of 40 years.
Yeah, that's an excellent album. I've been trying to get a hold of that one, but I haven't succeeded yet. Yeah. Actually, one of the cantors from Shahr Shemayim, Sidney Dworkin, I think you played him a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Has a show as well in Montreal.
Here is Tal.
Yeah.
It's not only his voice, it's the sound that comes out of it that makes it so special.
Yes, he was terrific. When I think of Montreal, Moshe Shure and Motzen, there were just so many cantors there that must have been wonderful.
That's why I say both Montreal and Toronto were and still are great centers of Hazanas.
Did you find a problem in Montreal living among the French?
No, not really. When I was there, it was more if you made an attempt to speak French, even in business, and once you made that attempt, they were happy to talk to you in English. Now that's changed now, where you have some French still there, and they're fluently bilingual.
I see.
In fact, some of the Jewish kids go to French schools.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I had read that the kosher butcher wasn't allowed to put Hebrew, basar kosher.
Oh, yeah, that came later when they passed the language law.
And did they repeal that, or is that still the law there?
Well, it's French has to be the predominant language, but they can still have in smaller print, you know, something in English or something in Hebrew.
But, I see.
There's no question they went from one extreme to the other extreme.
Hmm.
We have more enough to worry about in Israel than worrying about what's going on in Montreal.
That's for sure. Okay, well, I was able to get the Se'usha Orim set. So this is your two favorites. These are among your two favorites. I know
this
it's a very, very difficult thing to talk about. What are your two most favorite?
Yeah, you all know that because everything's your favorite. Right?
I don't like it when they ask me, well, who's your favorite cantor or what's your favorite selection? I say, well, you know, Adhena is certainly one of my most favorite selections. And of course, there's so many great versions of that. Okay, so this is the Melbourne Jewish Male Choir, and Philip Heilbrunn was the, it's listed as the rabbi, but he's also the cantor there also. And this is a wonderful version of Se'usha Orim.
Oh.
Well, Stan, are you still there?
Yep.
As you could tell, that's from a live performance down in Australia, in Melbourne. And you know, over the years, I'm sure you know how much I enjoy choirs.
That's right. That's why I figured you would also enjoy something like this. And as I say, I grew up with a wonderful men's choir for many, many, many years.
Well, I'm jealous, and I still don't know why here in the metropolitan area where we have so much talent and so many people who love to sing, why we can't have many choirs, and not just one choir. I play the Chabaton Choir. They were in from England about a month or so ago, 24, 25 young people, well, young and old, and they made such a wonderful sound, and there's something so beautiful about it. I don't know.
You're right. What we find here in some of the, unfortunately, some of the conservative synagogues, they have a mixed choir.
Uh-huh.
The Orthodox synagogues don't seem to have choirs here anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's good that they have a chazan, if you know what I mean.
I know it should be. It's a worldwide problem.
This is right.
Well, we're going to do our best to try to keep it alive.
That.
Yes,
that's
and right. Again, thank you so much, and thanks again on behalf of all those who were members of the Cantor's World Forum for all the great work that you did in sharing.
Yeah, if I could just mention on the forum now, Cantor David Schwartz is going to be sharing his whole collection.
Really?
Yeah, it's all being digitized by one of the other members, and he's uploading his whole collection there.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of live performances.
Oh, the live performances, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't get into that. I have a problem with some of that, but it's great that they're doing that. And Daniel is, I'm sure, it's very nice that he is sharing that. That's on the cantorsworld.com website. It's still going. Yes. Well, once again, for being the GCL of the week, great guest chazonist lover, I thank you, Simcha, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks.
Okay, shalom. Okay, he's listening live in Toronto, and you know, I'm just flabbergasted at the reach of this program. I think I mentioned to you that we have about 15 or 16 countries tuning into it, and it's just nice to know the power of the internet. Well, last week I had been meaning to play Akavya Ben Mahalalel and by Moshe Kusevitzky, and make up for it this week. So let's hear the great Moshe with Akavya. Thank you.
lehoyme ich takhe vi shloy shne vorim bin a kovon ide ave do
Hallelujah.
was the great Moshe Kuzovitsky with Akavya Ben Mahalalel. And our next selection, if all is going well, will be Shimon Farkas with Elu Devorim. Shimon Farkas.
אלו דבורים שאין להם שיעור, הפיו והביקורים והוריון, וגמילות חסודים וסלמוד טהורות, וגמילות חסודים וסלמוד טהורות. אלו דבורים שאין להם שיעור. הפיו והביקורים והוריון. Gemilus chasod, dime vesalmu de toer, uelu de vorim, elu de vorim, sheyein Elohem shiyur. Elu de vorim, elu de vorim, elu de vorim, sheyodom oichel peroi seyem, Boilom hazeh, vehakeren kayemes loyle yolom abo, vehakeren kayemes loyle yolom abo. Ve'yelu hein kibudo ve'voim, kibudo ve'voim, ugemilus chasodim, elu devorim, elu devorim. Kibudo Vehachenosas kalom, levoyas hames, veyion tefilom, vehavo. Shalom beino dom, beino dom lachav veyoroi. V'salimu d'to yoroi. V'salimu d'to yoroi.
Shimon Farkas, Elu Devarim. And our next selection, David, you remember we did play Shalom Katz's Friday evening Kabbalah Shabbos recordings, but now it's first part of the Ma'ariv with Hashkivenu and Vashomru. Again, Cantor Shalom Katz with the Silbermint's Choir.
Achieve.
was the first part of the Friday night service with the Silbermits Choir and Sholem Katz. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed this past hour, the past 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I apologize for some technical problems that I had, but we overcame them, and that's part of it. I'm still learning, still learning. I remind you that this coming Wednesday evening at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, Wednesday at 6:30, A Cantor's Tale. This is From Borough Park to Jerusalem, a nostalgic, humorous, and heartfelt journey exploring the roots of Chazanut with Jacob Mendelson from Temple Israel Center in White Plains. And after the screening at 6:30, there'll be, well, it starts at 6:30. There'll be, what will there be? A post screening discussion with the producer of the film and with Jackie Mendelsohn and cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. And I believe some other cantors will be there. They will be performing, and there'll be a, I think there's going to be a bit of food also. Anyway, you can call the Museum of Jewish Heritage. That's at Berry Park City, 36 Battery Park Place. The phone number there is 646-437-4200. 646-437-4200. If you haven't seen The Cantor's Tale, it's really a lot of fun. It's a great movie. That was Jackie Mendelsohn. And you know his brother Saul, and maybe Saul will be there. Again, I remind you, for February 21st, or 19th, 20th, and 21st, at the Woodcliff Lake Hilton and Spa in New Jersey, Shabbat Chazanut, featuring cantors Yaakov Lemmer, Yaakov Yosef Stark, and cantors Pink and cantor Pinchas Cohn. Shimmy Miller's choir will be there, and you are obviously looking at my website, so in the upper right-hand corner is a box giving you all the information on how to get information for the weekend. Cantor Benny Rogoznitsky and I will be there. This is not a Cantor's World event, but we will be helping them, and I think it's going to be quite successful. For those of you who love Chazonis, again, Lemmer, Stark, and Cohn. Thank you so much for joining with me, and again, I welcome the listeners of the program with Nachum Siegel. He's on from 7 to 9 and from 9 to 10 on Thursday nights. This program is re-aired. Welcome to the program. If you have any comments or requests, cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.